the show today, we have wealth management expert Mark Fried talking about his new book, Road Rules to Retirement. Set your destination and enjoy the journey. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a famous author in the mix, Mr. Mark Fried. And he just wrote the book, Road Rules to Retirement. Set your destination, enjoy the journey. Congratulations, Mark. Well done.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be with you today.
Good. Nice to be with you as well. Again, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us about your book. So can you give us a quick summary on your book for those few people out there who haven't read it yet?
Absolutely. So first, I read 100 retirement books before I got started. And what I realized was most of them dealt with numbers and these crazy concepts and things that were very complicated. I wanted to talk about real people and their experiences going from the workplace and into retirement. Mm-hmm. And I thought that would be really helpful. You know, when you can see yourself, you know, maybe I'm about to go through this and let me see how other people dealt with it. And so I went to my experience with all of my clients mm-hmm. and kind of sat back and said, you know, what would be really good examples of different situations? And the book is a series of stories about different real life clients and what the things they faced. And each chapter deals with a different issue that they faced. And so if you read the book, mm-hmm. my hope is that you'll gain an understanding of what to expect.
Gotcha.
Not a formula, not a budget, not an asset allocation, but you know, the real stuff that happens when you retire.
No doubt. What's your background, by the way, just to kind of get a quick history?
Sure. Well, I've been in the financial services business for 25, 30 years. I've done a few things. A big part of my career I spent working for extremely wealthy families.
Ah.
I actually retired in 2001.
Oh, congratulations.
And, and thank you. Nice. Yes. So I'm actually in retirement right now. Let me tell you the new definition of retirement. The new definition of retirement is you work because you want to, not because you have to.
Right.
Right? Because most people don't stop working. They just do what they want to do finally in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, finally is the word there.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And I start off with my book. So in 2005, my mom, who was a public school teacher, 37 years, first grade, she was getting ready to take a trip. And it was very exciting. It was her first trip after my father had passed. She wanted to go to China. And unfortunately, what happened was she got ill. And she never got to take that trip. And I talk a little bit about what happened in the process. At the end, unfortunately, she passed away, but what happened was I learned a lot about what she was going through and both, you know, because I got to spend time with her. And at the end of that process, I realized that people are really not being well served by the financial system.
Mm-hmm.
Like the system is not working for a lot of people in this country.
You're right.
And that's when I started this company, and that's when it rolled forward, and out of that came the book.
Okay.
The whole idea is, if I could have shared some things with my mom, like if I wanted to tell her stuff, because we never talked about money. I had no idea. Been in the business forever. You know, you don't talk about that stuff.
Right, right.
Right. You know, my thought was, if I could share some things with my mom, what would it be that I wanted to share? And everything we do here at TFG Wealth Management is my company, and in Road Rules for Retirement, I always have that in the back of my mind. Like if we were just sitting at coffee, I will tell you, I grew up, there was always a pot of coffee on 24/7. There was always a cup of coffee in our house. But if I was just sitting there, a cup of coffee, it could be 6 o'clock in the morning, it could be 6 o'clock at night. And we were talking about things and what to expect and what I would want to share with her. And that's where all this comes from.
That's inspiration right there. That's enough inspiration to write a very good book, which this is. And so what are two or three takeaways that you can share for our audience out there to kind of pique their interest?
I think that we really get wrapped up in some details and we don't enjoy retirement. Everybody's retirement is different. The first thing that you have to figure out is what are you going to do? What does it look like?
Yeah.
You know, we have a day, the day I'm going to retire. It's great. Now what? Right? In fact, I tell people you shouldn't wait till the day to retire to start doing things you want to do. My exactly. wife recently retired. And about 5 years ago, I was saying to her, so what are you going to do, honey? You know? And she said, well, I always wanted to play some tennis and I really like art. So she started going to a tennis drill on Sundays. Sweet. And she took an art class. And now that she's retired, she's playing tennis 3 days a week.
Nice.
She's doing different things. But she started that process ahead of time. So if you want to be happy in retirement, figure out what you're going to do and start doing it. The second thing is have a plan. Have a financial plan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Got to have a plan. If you don't, right. you know, if you don't plan, it's really hard to achieve all of your personal goals.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, at the back of the book, I actually give a checklist of things that you need to consider. And the last part is the things that you need to consider, 70% of it is non-financial in your plan.
Oh, really?
It's how are you going to take care of health care?
Yeah.
I mean, they have to do with money,
yeah.
right? Supporting yourself, health care, how are you going to deal with family issues? You know, is your spouse going to be okay after you pass away?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to deal with the kids? How are you going to deal with your parents? So many of us, I mean, I unfortunately, both my parents have passed quite a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
but most people are really dealing with it. Just before this interview, I'm sitting down with one of our clients who came in because she's dealing with her sister and her mother and, you know, they're moving in someplace. And
oh, wow.
All of those issues are things that we are now faced with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So those are kind of the really important things. Because once you know what you – look, you set your destination, but don't forget, enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
You're going to be retired for 20 years.
Yeah, we're living longer. Yeah, we're living longer. So,
yeah,
it's, you know, retiring at the traditional age of 65 is now we're kind of pushing it up to 70 because we're living longer or we might outlive our retirement. And so I think that's a big issue that I've been hearing a lot lately is like people are outliving their retirement because we're living longer now and you know, their funds are running out and they're like, oh my gosh. So what's your advice in that area? I mean, should we obviously save more or,
It's about, again, it gets back to planning. Look,
right.
you want to save as much as you can, but you first figure out what you want your life to look like.
Mm-hmm.
You have your resources and we basically take a look at, okay, how's your money, your Social Security, your pension going to be able to support that?
Right.
And then we just have to get realistic.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
What I see as where people get into trouble, they might have enough money to start, but they like go on a spending spree.
Oof.
You know, the first 2 or 3 years of retirement is like, I'm going to take 5 cruises this year and I'm going to take care of the kids' down payment on the house. Because think about it. You just come into whether it's $100,000 or $1 million, right? You've got this big, it's probably more money that you've had in one place that you can now access in your life.
Yep.
And it looks like a lot. But like you said, it has to last.
Exactly.
We often tell our clients, I tell my clients, you know what? If your kid wants to borrow money, there's two things you have to remember. Lending money to a relative is called a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the second is you probably shouldn't do it because you need the money. Blame me. Just say, my financial advisor said, I can't lend you the money. We want to be generous and we have all this money. But what happens is we're just, you know, kind of hurting ourselves in the future.
Yep, I agree.
Recently we had some problems in the market, the ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are very concerned about that. And that, you know, you have to kind of take all of that stuff into consideration when you're planning. Because, I was talking the other day and I said, look, you talked about savings. The market is not going to make up for not saving enough money. I think folks over the last couple of years, you saw it, they kind of started saving a little less because everything was going well,
mm-hmm.
thinking the market was going to make up for it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you hit this bumpy road. So definitely you need to You need to be responsible and take care of yourself.
Yep. Plan. Hey, why is this message that you're delivering, why is it so important today? Is it because of all the baby boomers are retiring now? There's this mass retirement out there? Or what's the significance here with your message?
Well, a couple things. First, we don't get good financial education in this country. So when they're running into, you know, all this money, they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. The second is, and again, my eyes opened when I was sitting with my mom. It's like, I got to tell you, the system is rigged. Like, the financial system is rigged. Let's just get that out there, right? There are those super wealthy people, and they have advantages over all of us.
Oh, yeah.
It's reality. That doesn't mean you can't participate in it. So what's really important for what we're trying to do is we're trying to empower people to make decisions by really sharing with them how the system works, how different kinds of investment, how does an annuity work, how does a mutual fund work, so that they understand when they're planning or when they're putting their money somewhere that they're not going to get taken. And that's what happened to my mom.
Yeah.
When I went through all of her investments and she was working for someone, remember I told you, 37 years, first grade teacher, she taught everybody in town. She taught the guy who was helping her
in first grade,
and he did not treat her right.
Oh, that's not right. Oh,
it was not right. And we just don't want to have that happen. And too often, I see people come in and they only get half the information they need to make a good decision. Yeah. So, you know, my mission is to help people understand the financial system, to help them understand the issues they're going to face in retirement, to really empower them to make good decisions and take control of their life.
I like those. Those are great goals. Where can folks pick up the book? Obviously, Amazon. Where else?
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah, you can go online, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. We are in some smaller bookstores, you know, independent bookstores around the country, but the easiest way to do, look, you hit Amazon, it shows up the next day, right?
I have it on my other screen right there. I see it. It's right there. So, it's a beautiful thing.
There's a Kindle version. So if you want to do Kindle, you can do Kindle. And we're working on an audiobook
so that
you know, people can get that.
Oh,
and of course, the next book, which the working title is Roadblocks to Retirement.
Oh, I like that.
So this is helping people as they're going into retirement. Roadblocks would be for younger folks who basically don't, you know, by making certain decisions, they've created roadblocks that will prevent them from having the retirement they want. So we're working on that now. It'll probably be a little while.
Okay. Well, a nice teaser. Thank you for that. We will stay tuned. Mark, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes and chatting about your book. Congrats on its publishing. And we'll keep an eye out for the next one as well. Good luck with it.
Excellent. I'll let you know.
Okay. Sounds good, man. All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the time.
You're very welcome. Take care.